In a previous episode, I referred to or compared trail running to jazz music, fixed timed events, tracks, roads, more like classical music. And that's because, you know, trails are just like jazz. It's a live performance and then it can't really be replicated and then it's gone. Classical music, you know, we're still playing Beethoven and Bach and Mozart. You know, you can replicate it. So, you know, you can't replicate, you know, Western states from year to year. The conditions change. You know, in 100 years, it may all be condos. But if you want to go after Kuros's record like Killian did, you know, it's a 303 kilometers. Go find yourself a track, get some timing, and you can still do it. Can't do that with trails. Even in shorter races, you know, it's kind of like comparing cross country to track. Though I am a big fan of cross country. It's interesting, trail running really didn't get going until the, you know, the late 80s after mountain biking and stuff. So anyways, talking about that, you know, and probably one of my most viewed videos, and thank you guys, was my one about how I had predicted that Killian, I thought Killian would go farther than he ended up stopping so short in his quest. You know, he went to 83 miles, 10 hours. I thought he'd do a fast 100 and then be done. It was interesting that quite a few people were defending Killian, and I was like, hey, he's a great athlete. And that got me to start thinking about some of his stuff. And, you know, I've never really watched a whole lot of stuff because, like I said, I'm not that interested in trail running. I'd much rather watch somebody break the 10K world record. They've been around for 15 years, like the Ugandan did, or the Ethiopian lady breaking the 5K. That's just more interesting to me. So, but then I thought, you know, I'm going to start watching some of the Killian's videos and stuff. And I saw this, I think it's called Path to Everest. And I remember hearing about him supposedly doing an FKT up Everest. And then I guess it turns out his time isn't even actually the fastest. But I also remember quite a bit of controversy that did he actually make the summit. And so this movie, you know, it's obviously made with his permission and he's starring in it. It's not bad. It's on Amazon, I think. But when you're watching it and he's doing the Everest thing, you know, and on one of the attempts he gets up to, you know, 400 meters or so from the top, and he's sitting there and it's late afternoon and he's saying, you know, if I keep going, I'm going to get to the summit at night. That would be dangerous. I'm going to turn around. And he did turn around. And I've had the same thing. I went up to my Everest, Mount Whitney. The first year I went up, I was completely unprepared. Didn't know what I was doing. I was 280 pounds. I made it to 13,000 feet and turned around because it got to be late afternoon. Second year I went up, I got in better shape. But I got within, I went it all the way up the trail's crest, but I had like about a half mile to go and it was 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And like Killian, I looked at it, I went, you know, it's not gonna be safe. I need to turn around. And I turned around and it was difficult. So I understood what he did. So, you know, then what happened was, you know, then a little bit later, supposedly he went up there and did went up and summited twice. You know, and I'm watching the movie. I haven't seen a lot of background, but it was really odd. In that, you know, he's at the summit and he, you know, it's pitch black. You can't see shit. He's talking. Ends up, he doesn't have any Garmin data at all. It's people in the back here. He doesn't have any Garmin GPS stuff. He doesn't have, you know, photography. And you're like, well, it's nighttime. But, you know, I read later, you know, he's got a GoPro. They work in the dark. He's got a headlamp because he obviously had to climb down in the dark. And I guess the second time he actually went off to the north face and nearly fell off. And so you're thinking like, why don't you just light it up so we can see, you know, all the stuff up there, all the flags and mementos, you know, to prove that, hey, you're at the summit, you know, if your Garmin or GPS isn't working. And so it's very odd. And also you're kind of thinking like, hey, if you went to the summit and you're by yourself, maybe leave something there, leave a photo, leave a memento. So that was kind of really odd and confusing. And then when he came down, he was really out of it, at least on one of the ones they showed, where I guess he'd had some stomach issues and, you know, being up there, the exertion of the, you know, really long day, the altitude and all that. I get that part too. And so it was really strange that, you know, I mean, and that kind of got me to thinking about my own experience. I've done half a dozen 6-day races, a couple 72s, half a dozen 48s, and many dozen or more 24 hours. And I've seen people with sleep deprivation, and you know, you have the hallucinations, the foggy brain and all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, I've crewed and paced the Tahoe 200 and Badwater. I've seen firsthand, you know, staying up all night and the exertion or multiple nights. And so I could totally get that he was kind of out of it. And so, you know, and I myself never really had that. I've been well known for being able to just walk and walk forever. But one year I had across the years, it was my fourth year, I needed to get to 312 miles to get my 1,000-mile jacket. And so I was pushing myself. And then maybe fourth or fifth night, it was super cold. I went and lay down inside in my Prius, which I'm standing beside right now. I'm waiting around trying to get some Grubhub orders. It's been kind of dead. I went into the car and I tried to get in there. And across the years, it's freezing cold, kind of like Norway when they were doing that 24. So I've experienced with the cold weather. And I got in there, and next thing I knew, I woke up and I'm shivering. Somehow I lost a sock and I'm just kind of out of it. And I'm trying to get out of the car and the car won't let me get out. And I think I'm in a dream and I'm just freaking out. And I'm like, wake up, wake up. And then like in my dream, I'm like, I get the car and I actually drive down like 100, 200 yards down the road. There's the aid station. It's a 1 mile loop. And I'm thinking, well, if I go down to the back of the parking lot, maybe I can get some help. And I'm seriously think I'm in a dream. And so I'm in the aid station just kind of freaking out. And I'm trying to like, wake up, wake up. And then all of a sudden, I hear this jingle, 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 and this large man in a jester outfit. And then I knew I was in a dream, because I know a large guy in a jester outfit. This is my friend Ed Eddinghouse, the jester. And I remember just running up to him and like hugging him going, dude, I thought I was in some nightmare. I'm so glad to see you. Please, please stay with me. And so I definitely had a total freak out. Didn't know what the heck was going on. And so I think that's kind of what happened with Killian, is that he got up there and he may have thought he was at the summit, shot the video and really thought he was there and just wasn't there. And then maybe when he finally came down, because when he came down, he was a mess. I remember when he got to advanced base camp, they're talking to him. I mean, he just looked wiped. He looked kind of out of it. And, you know, he may have like really thought, yeah, I got there. And then maybe once he sat down for a while and realized what had gone on. But then, you know, by then it's way too late. Everything's been pushed out into the media and the summit, you know, and then later on, he's never really come straight out yay or nay, and then says stuff like, well, it's not about the summit. And, you know, what he did there was an amazing accomplishment, but I really think that the effort and all that happened may be part of the mystery. We'll never know, of course. Did he or didn't he? I know there's people out there who say no, and then of course he's got his fanboys who he can do no wrong. So kind of my take on it. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, not epic.